U.S. to Russia today, back off from Ukraine. That was the message from Secretary of State John Kerry in Washington. He threatened Russia with possible new sanctions over its actions in eastern Ukraine. He said it was clear that Moscow is behind the pro-Russia demonstrators there, which involved protesters taking over government buildings and demanding a vote on whether to join Russia. Today, Ukraine's interim government was able to retake control of one building in the city of Kharkiv. But pro-Russia protesters are still holed up in the cities of Luhansk and Donetsk. The BBC's David Stern is on the story. And David, Ukraine's acting president, Oleksandr Turchynov, has made it clear that Ukraine will not sit by, as it did with Crimea, and watch another land grab by Russia.
Well, that's exactly right. He said that they will respond to any type of what they describe as military or Russian aggression in the east of the country, that this is a Crimea scenario where you have gunmen taking over buildings, demanding a referendum, and then Russia saying that it needs to intervene. And it should be said that Mr. Kerry now is echoing what the Ukrainians are saying. He says that this has been orchestrated by the Russians. These are Russian agents, and that is possibly as a pretext for a military intervention.
Is there any way to know just who these people are, whether they are agents or just regular citizens of eastern Ukraine standing up for what they believe in?
Well, it's difficult. We can say that there is sentiment in favor of Russia or more friendly towards Russia in the eastern part of the country. This is because it's close to Russia. They have very close economic ties, but they also have very close, I guess you could say, emotional ties. A lot of people have their family there or they have loved ones who are working in Russia. But at the same time, it needs to be said that these are Ukrainian citizens. They just simply speak Russian.
How did the recapture of the buildings in Kharkiv go? Was there bloodshed and violence?
According to the Ukrainian authorities, they said it was done without a shot being fired. Ukrainian authorities have said that they are going to restore order in eastern Ukraine peacefully or without any violence. But of course, given the tensions, given the emotions, this may prove to be very difficult beyond Kharkiv.
Yeah, there are still people in the buildings in Luhansk and Donetsk.
Indeed, and the people in Donetsk have declared their own independent republic. Donetsk is not just a city, it's actually a region in eastern Ukraine. It's a very important region. In fact, the east is for most part industrial. This is where the mining and metallurgy industries are based, and Donetsk is sort of the heart of that.
Now, you know, Secretary of State Kerry is threatening some kind of increased sanctions. Putin is suggesting he could go in again to protect Russian speakers. Are we looking at civil war, as he suggests?
Civil war seems to be a distant prospect right now. But of course, there are political fault lines that if you apply pressure to them, and if you give encouragement and you help the situation along, they could fracture.
Given the division of sentiments here, this pro-Russian, pro-Ukrainian, is it possible the country could split peaceably?
No, I don't think anything. There's no way that they can split peaceably. It's not a clean division between East and West. It's not a clean division between Russian speakers and Ukrainian speakers. When we say that there are divisions within Ukrainian society, it's not exactly on one side is one side of the country and on the other side is the other side of the country. It's very much within these locations, within the society itself. So anything that happens is going to be messy. It's going to be protracted, and potentially it could be very, very bloody.
The BBC's David Stern from Kiev. David, thanks as always.
Thank you.